Hey, let's talk about James, James Condra, Condra, born 4/30/68. Today is 8/22/22. Chief complaint, swelling, left lower extremity. Our patient is a 54-year-old gentleman. He is morbidly obese. He was not able to be weighed today because of his weight. He has a history of sleep apnea, but his CPAP has been broken for some time. Period. He has no diabetes or high blood pressure. Period. Surgery, obesity, surgery in the past, but has not worked. Hernia surgery, leg surgery. What does B mean? Bilateral. Leg surgery, right leg surgery. He's had the history of chronic lymphedema in his lower extremity for some time. He's been hospitalized numerous times for IV antibiotics when he doesn't take the antibiotics early. He knows that there's a huge chance of DVT. He also knows that DVT can lead to pulmonary edema and death, as well as heart attack. Nevertheless, he does not want to go to the emergency room, and he does not want to have any ultrasounds done to look at look for possibility of DVTs. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. He's a chef at La Costa. That's L-A-C-O-S-T-A restaurant here in town. Allergy, none on drug allergy. Medications, none. COVID immunization, none. He's alert, he's awake, not able to weigh him because of his morbid obesity. 94%, 98, 16, 85, 124 over 50. Heart positive, swollen positive, 2. Lungs are clear, abdomen obese. Neck shows no lymphadenopathy. Lower extremity shows chronic lymphedema. Chronic elephant-like skin with swelling. There's a slight heat to the left upper portion of his foot, and to the area pre-tibial area. But it has good movement. There's no Holman sign, and there are no cords. No sign of DVT. Number one, suspect early cellulitis. Left leg. Number two, cannot rule out DVT. Number three, refusing ultrasound or going to the emergency room. Number four, he will check with me tomorrow. And if anything changes tonight, he'll go to the emergency room. Nevertheless, rosefenegram now. Next one is Keflex 500 QID. Next number, morbid obesity. Next number, sleep apnea severe. Next one is chronic hypoxemia. Next number, I told him he's playing with death. If he doesn't get his CPAP fixed, one night he may go to sleep and never wake up. He says he understands. Next number of findings discussed with patient at length before leaving, especially regarding possible DVT. Thank you.